The next Kina that we're going to recite, and again, we're skipping around today. We're going to recite the Kina concerning Yoshiyahu HaMelech. It's number 11, Yod Aleph. For those of you who have the sheets, the numbers, is the way it works on the sheets, if you took one, is that the numbers that are the large numbers that are all the way on the right, those are the ones that are found in the Koran Kina. And then the number all the way on the left is the one that's found in the art scroll. And then the middle numbers are the ones that are found in the booklets that we have here available for anyone who needs. But it's also, it's Kina Yud Aleph. Vaikonena Yirmiyo al Yoshiyo. Echa Eli. And this Kina goes back to a period before the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Yoshiyahu HaMelech became a king of the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom had already been exiled by Sancheirah, by Ashur, and he lived in a very difficult time for the Jewish people from a spiritual perspective, as well as physical dangers for the Jewish people. It was a period where his grandfather Manasseh had introduced all forms of idolatry into the land, into Yehuda, even into the Beis HaMikdash itself. His father continued that practice, and Hashem had already determined that was it. It was just a matter of time before the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, the Jewish people would be exiled. And it's a long story, but to make it short, the Navi tells us that at one point, Yoshiyahu decided to renovate the Beis HaMikdash. It was beginning to fall apart. It wasn't the first time the Beis HaMikdash had been renovated during the time of Yoash. Many decades earlier had been renovated. You have to renovate our home from time to time. The roof begins to leak. I need a new paint job. So the Beis HaMikdash needs renovations as well from time to time. And it begins to undergo this renovation, and a Torah is discovered. It's a little bit unclear, the details, but a Torah is brought to him, and it sounds like he never saw a Torah before, or that the Torah itself, where it opened up to, was to a place that jarred him. But be as it may, he shuddered, and he was very taken aback by the fact that he, as this king, as a very young boy when he initially became the Melech, and then as a young man, that he was so distant from Hashem and not doing what the Jewish people were supposed to be doing, that there was an awakening within him, and this desire to do teshuva, not a personal teshuva, but to try to get the Jewish people as a whole to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he actually went turned to the Navi at the time. The Navi actually at the time was, when he was young, was actually Chulda HaNaviya. And Chulda, he goes to Chulda, and Chulda tells him it's too late. Hashem has already decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and Yoshio decides to ignore that. He decides to try it anyway. He decides to engage in the process of returning to Hashem, and the Navi describes that this entire movement, the first real, I guess, Baal Tshuva movement for the Jewish people, occurred during his time, but ultimately wasn't completely successful. He was genuine, the Navi tells us. His heart was in the right place. He was so dedicated, but the people were too far gone. And they would hide idols, and then when they hear sudden specters, they would hide idols. And unfortunately, it was not successful. And it was so beautiful that Yoshio, he had such faith in the people, he thought they were doing the right thing. And what happened at the end is that when the king of Mitzrayim of Egypt wanted to march through the land of Israel to go fight the Assyrians to the northeast of Israel, so there's a pasuk in the Torah that says when the Jews are doing what they're supposed to be doing, not even a sword will pass through your land. And they weren't going to attack the Jews, they just wanted to march through, but Yoshio felt that, the ultimate gula when they're showing this peace, it's not going to be a sword to march through the land of Israel. Can you imagine? No weapons are necessary. And so he did not allow the king of Egypt to pass through. The king of Egypt was not going to take a no for an answer. Yoshio went out to meet him in battle. And tragically, Yoshio was killed in that battle. And that fight, Konen Yirmiyo, Jeremiah, is now the prophet. He composes this lament for Yoshio. And he praises Yoshio, his vision and his commitment. And this kina, according to one approach, is the kina for today. It's the kina that was initially ordained, that we have to lament Yoshio, because Yoshio represents the potential within us and the ability to awaken from the slumber that I mentioned before we started. The ability to reconnect and to recognize that we're not in a good place, and not only for ourselves, but to be a model for others and to encourage others and to encourage our people. And Yoshio ultimately is not successful, but we read this on Tisha B'Av as a model that we can be successful, that we can mimic Yoshio's love and commitment and devotion to Hashem, and we can literally change the world. But we have to, Tisha B'Av is the beginning of that process. Like Konen Yirmiyo, Yoshio, Icha Yilei, both limbs are on Shifa, Kisma, top is the movie store. We call upon me, give you a meme for all those shall love you, don't you? For
Shalom,
Also skinos the buta mikoli eis kishafakti mikoli zamosi kiladya hili rashati vinasati vinutah shali. Next akina that we're going to recite is Zachor. It's 16 Tazayan. At this point, after again normally reciting many of the kinos, that up until this point we're focusing on the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Zachor, I'm reading it out of the Koran edition. It's on page 360, 361. Those of you listening at home, we're doing this on Zoom as well. I sent out on the WhatsApp. There's a link to the Koran Akinos, and you'll find it there as well. Again, that's number 16. This is the story now of the Chorban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's in very vivid detail, this Akina recounts much of what is described in the Gemara, Maseches Kittin, and the Midrashim, about Titus under his command, the Roman legion entering and destroying the second Beis HaMikdash, not only destroying the second Beis HaMikdash, but the fear and the destruction and the blood that was spilled, the Jews that were murdered. Titus himself, his blasphemous, outrageous behavior of entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, with the Zonah, the harlot, and engaging in completely inappropriate and horrific behavior there, saying that I'm in control, I'm in charge, I have defeated you, God, as it were. I've mentioned in the past, and I'm always amazed if you go online and you Google his name, Titus, from the perspective of history, historians praise Titus. There was a fire in Rome at some point just prior to his reign. He rebuilt the city, put all these beautiful new buildings up, new construction. He was a strong leader and brought the Rome back to a position of strength. And they praise him to no end. With us, it's Benapachu. It's just the opposite. He's Hitler. He's Haman. What he perpetrated and what he did to our people, again, we think a building was destroyed. It's true, destroyed a Beis HaMikdash. But the numbers in which he killed, the pain and suffering that he caused, the slaves, Jews, he took as slaves and brought them back to our Rome. The latter part of the Kino that describes the children who were placed on a boat. And how they ultimately realized that they were being taken for moral purposes, and they jumped into the sea, committed suicide rather than allow that to happen to them. That's Titus. That's who he was. And for us, living today in 2020, in the year 5780, so we're continue to be impacted by his actions and his destruction. And like so many of the kinos, the function of these kinos is to cry out to Hashem. Hashem, how could you allow this to happen? Look what has befallen us. Right? We ask Hashem, as it were, like Ura, to awake. Right? It seems like Hashem, you're sleeping. You don't know. You don't see what's happening to us. What's occurring to us? Lama Sishon, why do you sleep? Look at our predicament. Look what has happened to us. I mentioned in the drush I sent out that the previous week, Tisha B'Av is the day that we have the matir to ask questions. Echa, how could it be Hashem? It's a time to cry and to wonder why this has occurred to us. But it's so often the theme in so many of the kinos, we open it in the day, point, look in the mirror and look back at us and say, no, kichatanu, because we have sinned. And what is our role? What is our responsibility to reconnect to Hashem and to ultimately to be serving of Geula, to be deserving of redemption? Our goals are probably going to go about another half hour till about 10:45. At this point, Rabbi Goldberg will now be presenting on Arzei Halvanon. They're going to present, ask them to sit over here so that they'll be able to be in front of the computer. And the Arzei Halvanon, it's like, for those of you, and you have the sheets in front of you, and the number for Arzei Halvanon is Kina 21. There comes a point of transition. Speaking about the national calamity, destruction of a bias, to realize that the Churban was a Churban of millions of people. It was a Churban of Klal Yisrael, but that was composed of individuals, including the greatest scholars. Gemara says that Shokul Misa Sadikim, Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Yudches, Shokul Misa Sadikim to the destruction of the base. Amikdash. The death of the righteous is akin to the death and the destruction of the temple. The Bali Treason, each one of the martyrs, 10 martyrs who were called upon to atone for the kidnapping of Yosef HaTzadik, called upon with evil intent, thinking that the Jews can be blamed. And that's the particular call of the anti-Semites, those who stand up against us in every generation. It's the Jews' fault. Whatever it is, it's the Jews' fault. But between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't stand guiltless. And that's when the righteous martyrs, which actually occurred over a period but is amalgamated here and amalgamated in the description in the Machzor. That's when the righteous martyrs understood from the call of heaven that this is a Gezar Din, that the inexplicable, that which we can't understand. And ultimately, this martyrdom, this connection, is something that Bechol Dovr Dar, in every generation. And when we speak about one individual, it moves us significantly. I have took a picture from Rabbi Spiro's book, describes those of us old enough to remember in 1974 in Maalot, northern Israel, three armed terrorists came down and occupied the yeshiva Netiv Meir. There was a group of students who happened to be on a tiyul, so it was just packed. Over 115 students were in the building. The building was rigged with explosives and weapons trained upon them with a threat that unless the other terrorists were released, they would kill the children. Unfortunately, it led into a terrible, terrible massacre. The Israeli troops stormed the building. 22 of the children were killed. Remember this on Tisha B'Av, which is the 22nd day of the 3 weeks, starting from Shivasa B'Tammuz. We just read the Keen of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the 22 letters which God used to create the world. This is a note that was found in the clothing of one of the children who were killed, a 15-year-old girl by the name of Ilana. And she writes, "Dear Abba Numa, it's now 11 in the morning. I don't know how many more hours I have to live. That's why I'm writing you. I want to tell you how thankful I am for the chinuch you gave me. You raised me with the best. I had a wonderful life. It's all because of you. I'm 15 and a half. And if it was decreed upon me that I should die, then I die with honor and faith. Where did I get that from? I got it from you. You've always told me. Without emunah, life is so much more difficult. And now during these difficult times, I believe more than ever. When it comes to most things in life, I had no choice. I didn't pick where I was born. I didn't choose my parents. I was very fortunate. I grew up as a religious girl in Eretz Yisrael with a very special family, with you. Right now it looks like I may not have a very long life. I have not had shows gedolos, long hours, but I thank you for my shows katanos, for the short hours. Ima, please don't cry too much when I die. I know things have not always been easy for you. And when I die, it'll be even more difficult. But please remember that difficulty also brings with it moments of simcha and joy and satisfaction. I want you to know that right now I'm not crying. My eyes are dry. It doesn't hurt me that I'm going to die. I'm not in pain. When I say Shema Yisrael, at my last moment, I will think of you. Please give this letter to the entire family to read and tell them how much I love them. Tell my friends and my neighbors they should all be well, because I will not have a chance to tell them. Goodbye, Be'ava Rabba. Your daughter, Ilana." When we think of Churban, Holocausts, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Beitar, we hear numbers, we become a little bit immune. We understand the Kedusha of one 15-year-old girl, the 10 martyrs that we describe in Arzei Avana, begin to feel and understand our loss. That's the pain we speak about in this kina.
So, Ina Valina Viva Biba Gmura, We're going to be reciting about the four more kinos. We're going to be skipping now one that many of us connect with on Tisha B'Av, because it's not related to Chorban Bayis Rishon or Sheni, but rather the event of the Crusades, the Miyitain. And we're not going to say it, but we recall today, all, as Rabbi Goldberg mentioned, all Jewish tragedies that have befallen our people throughout our history. The next kino, I'm going to call Rabbi Goldberg once again to introduce, and it's one that we sing every year, Ish Tukad Bikirbi. And it's a kino, it's on the page 515 in the Koran, and it's number 31.
As the pain of one individual definitely brings us close to the emotive response that is necessary in a Tisha B'Av, we sing in the Haggadah of Pesach, the Tisha Miyodea. Give numbers, give song to the numbers. And when it comes to the number 9, Tisha Miyodea, it's a little strange, because every one of the numbers have to do with a unique Jewish experience. One is God, two are the Luchos, three Avos, four matriarchs, etc. We all know the song. When it comes to Tisha Yarchei Leida, when it comes to 9 of the months of gestation, that's a very universal theme. It's not unique to the Jewish people. All women in the world who have normal term of gestation, it's 9 months. So why is that associated in the Haggadah number 9? And the response, perhaps, is that because pain, which is associated with childbirth since the call of Gan Eden, pain to a Jewish person, to Klal Yisrael, within the context of a historical perspective and as we look towards the future, pain for a Jew has to produce something. Pain creates. And that's Tisha B'Av, in the month that's referred to as Av, which also means a father. The word for pain is ke'ev, which is ka'av. And so when we go through the experience of allowing ourselves to feel pain, which is not something which the brain normally tolerates, the brain wants us to push away from pain. It's normally a warning of necrosis, something's dying inside, it's an alarm system. For the Jewish people, it's also an opportunity that no one wants pain. When we speak about the national and individual challenges of our people, we look to it to grow. And to give ourselves internal messages, what can we do with this pain? I mean, how tired are we of the failure of every single year that so far that I've been around, find ourselves sitting on the floor of a Tisha B'Av that was promised to be a Moed, a Yom Tov, and we can find the right direction to change ourselves. And so when it comes to understanding pain, sometimes the body becomes calloused, immune to the pain because we're used to it. You know, people that have ongoing stress, they think their necks, their bodies always feel tight. That's normal. And sometimes the ongoing message of pain, chronic pain, is something that people get used to some degree. Lo aleinu. The way to understand the pain of Tisha B'Av, the Kina does in the 31st and 1 and 31 over here, is it gives us a pause of thought. You know when you feel pain? When you feel good and then you feel the pain. You know when you realize destruction? When you realize redemption and then you realize where you're at. You know when you realize you're in a foreign land? When you understand what it could be like to be in Eretz HaKodesh. You know what it looks like to have a Beis HaMikdash? When you see a mosque on top where Jews are not allowed to go and pray. To juxtapose what could be and what was to what is the source of the telling pain of this kina. Because it compares the exodus of Egypt, the glory of traveling with the Anani are covered with the clouds of glory. It compares it to the exodus of Yerushalayim. And when you walk through Rome, as Rabbi Morris just related a moment ago, and you go through the Arch of Titus, and you take a go through the Colosseum, place of bloodshed, and every little panel, and Rome burnt down 2 years before the destruction of Bais Sheni. And so the wealth of building up Rome again was from the spoils of Yerushalayim. And you walk through the Colosseum, as Rabbi Morris said, every plaque about the great Titus. But you look at the picture of the menorah, and then you think of the picture of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the joy of the Jewish people in dedicating the temple and seeing Ashrei Shechinah and feeling the connection to God. That's what causes pain. And the Mishnah says in Tainis, whoever mourns on Yerushalayim, if you could feel the pain, we will be zochet to feel the joy. So the way that this is described, the way that we do this every year, is we sing this kina. The first line, Betzeisim Mimitzrayim, we sing loud. We sing joyously. Because when you feel that joy, and in the next line, we talk about Betzeisim Yerushalayim, and we sing that low, then we realize the songs that we should be hearing are the songs of the Beis HaMikdash. Not the songs of an alien culture telling us how bad the Jews are. The common drift that coming today from those who hate us, make fun of us, and lo aleinu, it'll only get worse. We realize and wake up that we could be again Betzeisim Mitzrayim on the way back to Eretz HaKodesh with the Beis HaMikdash. Thank you.
Shukad Bikir Bibalosi Ali Bibitsi Mumitrayim Hine Maira Laman Askira Bitsi Mirushalayim Az Yashir Moshe Shila Yinasha Bitsi Mumitrayim Maikane Yumiya Nani Yinia Bitsi Mirushalayim Bitsi Iskonan Vishachanan and Bitsi Mimitrayim Hamas Ashok Malaika Anan, say Simirushalayim. Kale Yamram of the Hohama, come up at say Simimitrayim. Zidamir Shodofer, Shitofer, Simirushalayim. Degan Shamayim, it's or Mayim, but say Simimitrayim. Lana Marorim, Mayim, Amarim, it's a Simirushalayim. Hash came bares to be bas our hore. Bitsi mimitrayim, kore leva maros bab. Bitsi mirushalayim. Umare kvadadonai kesho kalasafanai. Bitsi mimitrayim. Kere vetusha, tava netusha. Bitsi mirushalayim. Zavachu mincha vishemen amishcha. Bitsi mimitrayim. Smuvas of the Kufa, Katom, the Tif of the Tasty Mirushalayim. Kagim Shabbas, Sumos, and the Osos, the Tasty Mimitrayim. Tanis Vaidu, Dofa, the Tasty Mirushalayim. Tabu Halim, I brought the garden, the Tasty Mimitrayim. Allah Yishmael, Mahal of Arab, the Tasty Mirushalayim. Yovel Shvita Ve'eresh Oketa B'tzeisi Mimitrayim Mimtzis V'zakoros Agrees B'tzeisi Mirushalayim Kaporas V'aron Yavdei Zikaron B'tzeisi Mimitrayim Anei Akeva Klei Anela B'tzeisi Mirushalayim Leviyim V'aronti V'shivim Zekenim B'tzeisi Mimitrayim Ophim ammonium, Ophim econim, it's a simirushalayim. Rosha urain of Aaron, Yanchenu, it's a simirushalayim. Ucha nezar, and Yanuch gezar, it's a simirushalayim. Naro milcham of Adonai, Shama, it's a simirushalayim. Rachod mimenu, v'enenu, it's a simirushalayim. Sisre parochas, the sidre marechas, but say simi mitrayim. Iman le dechas, alai sofefe, but say simi rushalayim. Alos to zvachim, yishe nechochim, but say simi mitrayim. Erem udogarim, and etion ayikarim, but say simi rushalayim. Hare mikbos, achava mikbos, but say simi mitrayim. Because of you, the God of the God, it's a same Mirushalayim. Rina Vishua, the Hatosos of Chua, but Tasty Mimitrayim. Nakas all of the Nakas all of the Tasty Mirushal. Shokhanam Nora, the Khalil Tora, but Tasty Mimitrayim. Elev is a wave of Israel, my babe of the Tasty Mirushalayim. Tora, Suda, Clea, Handa, but Tasty Mimitrayim. Sasa v'simcha v'nasya gam yanacha v'shuvi l'Yerushalayim.
Speaking about the return to Yerushalayim, the next keynote, last reader, we're going to recite that Tzion, written by Rabbi Yehuda Levi, is the powerful description and love that Rabbi Yehuda Levi, who lived practically in between the period of Rashi and the Rambam, of someone who never visited Israel, according to legend, he arrived, and maybe was killed when he arrived. It's unclear, but someone who never really lived in Israel, and you read through this keynote, his description of the various mountains and cities and
Hebron, Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, and desiring just to walk the land, just even to be walked barefoot throughout the land and to be in Israel and to be able to reconnect to where the Torah wants us to live and to experience a redemption in which we can live there in peace and to connect to Hashem. Again, it's what we spoke about when we began. It's that sometimes we walk around not even realizing what we're missing and not even understanding that we're not in a place where we're supposed to be. And here, Levi, he got it. He understood that that I might be B'marav, I might be in the west, but B'Levi B'Mizrach, my heart is in the east. But that's where a Jew is supposed to be, and that we need to work towards getting there. And so this tzion is a series of several tzions that we are that are recited on Tisha B'Av, in which we awaken ourselves and remind ourselves, and you can even be living in the old city of Yerushalayim and living across from the Kotel, but just go through the motions of life even in 2020 and not recognize that there's so much lacking and there's so much missing. You know, Levi had that awareness. He had that desire, he had that commitment, and therefore we invoke him this morning.
Bitovos Bechiraya, Valaros Besim Chasebe Shubeche, Lik and Masneraya.
Next Kina we're going to recite is Kina 41, Shali Shuf of Aish, and Tali Freeman is going to introduce it.
So this Kina, Kina number 41, was written about 750 years ago by one of the last of the Bali Tosfos. The Maharam in Ruttenberg was the Rebbe of the Rush. It was written to commemorate an episode or another one of the end of the world kind of crisis that the Jewish people had faced when 24 wagonful of Svarim were destroyed, were burnt. So this is obviously before the printing press. Everything was handwritten, and this was almost the whole world library of Torah Shabbat Peh was being destroyed, and it seemed like this would be the end of the Jewish people. And every year when I read this kina, I think about a kina that could be written about today, about the times that we're living through, the things that are happening under our noses. And I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about when we talk about the destruction of libraries of Svarim, what about the destruction of lives? Of Jewish lives, we're part of a very small group, maybe 20% of the Jewish people who are observing Tisha B'Av. 80% of the Jewish people are not observing Tisha B'Av, and it's becoming less and less that people are from the non-Orthodox community who are falling apart, falling away, and becoming less and less observant and less participating. This is something that, if there would be a kiddush written about today, it would be written about that. If there could be a kiddush written about the destruction of the library, there certainly would be a kiddush written about the spiraling, the rapid spiral of the disappearing Jew.
Tachas mi azot azin avushav sak tata ushav amatucho ezar arvid and alas eidi ayil and achav igil and vikroi gros. Shnei sara tilayet musha ambar ahar asha yishno rachadasha bachi nisutu tilayet. Toshi shirakshah revil arash chris pamasay v'chol yufi kolayet. Gada ufot alshan abivata. Viso bishda azot azot ushur tefilayet. Es mal nashi v'yik yirav lichigetho. אחרי עושה אשר עסקו שלא יחתוך בחובה כדי דחס בפוש ולא יח אשר תימז לבוק על הידה תודה סולחי לא יהיה ולא תזיב יושב וסילא יח יהיו תרפי מדרש ומצאה במשקע דמות ורגלי יוס בו ובלא יח יהיו הנה אישה נדיר ויוליך ולפעים ולא יח אך יחר עובר ובירותם על החיה עבור כניחו לחמל פעול על הידה Look at your gospel of the Mirafogino, Rusulayev. Nishaku Gamun, Nishadu Vizam, Amazon, Rosh Aragulayev. Roshma, the cross of Amos Rosa, and the way it is a big layev. Not by just gospels, Kiwima, Yikiyaku, Otsmo, to call you beyond the Shoskalayev. It's my mother, I'm old, I am a shay's work, and call a value of Shavalayev. Draki, become my roots, I'm a Shavanikalayev.
Before we finish off the final Akina, this doesn't require an introduction, but it just feels critical that we recite one kina for the Shoah, for the Kedoshim, for the 6 million. Hazocher, it's on page 621 in the Koran, it's number 47. I remember in years past, you know, we had members of our show introduced as survivors. Alex Kuhn, Sam Prichno. It's been 75 years since the end of the Churban Europa of the destruction, the Holocaust, and it's 6 million. It's still so hard to fathom, and the suffering and the cruelty that befell our people mere 75 years ago. We still don't know how to wrap our minds around it and to understand it and to deal with it. And the only thing I'll say is just the amazing thing about them, which the last keynote, which will be introduced by David Halevi, which was to talk about the resilience of our people and the ability to rise from the ashes and to stand up and to continue to live. But on Tisha B'Av, it is anything we're gonna recall Churban HaBayis and Galus and exile. We're certainly gonna have to think about and to reflect upon the worst calamity. It should never, ever, ever repeat itself. The worst calamity to ever befall our people, the Holocaust a mere 75 years ago. If you don't have a copy, there's a sheet on the back table that have it.
The call Shema Yisrael, Masu Nefesh Leyoshu Yazveh, Yom Achvani Tiko Diyon, Tim Avanim, Amin Ane, Rezhi Yazvi Tachor, Vechei Nishar Am, Ki Yasov Nidam, Bui Gevarim Nishnateya, Lom Et Liba, Biba, Vipoz, Yivos, Biba, Vezeya, Rak Nizgei Adar, Az Yerzad, Az Loz, Yivu, Yishavei, Vare, 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 Vare,
The final Kina Elit Siyem can be found on page 611 in the Koran, and it's Kina number 45. Is David here? Okay, so just the final kina that we recite each on Tisha B'Av, Elit Zion, is a recap of all that we've talked about, and the idea that how can we go on tomorrow, because tomorrow, unless Mashiach arrives, God willing, He does, but unless He arrives, we're still in the same situation, we're still in the same predicaments. And just like, as the Kina says, it's like a woman in her labor pains, you can't tell her to stop, not to cry, not to shout out. So how can we get up? How can we rise? How can we move on for the blood that was spilled, the defilement of the temple, of the base of Migdash, the beauty that was darkened, sackcloth, the smashing and the destruction, the killing of children, of babies, and on and on and on. And therefore, the Kina says, Elit Zion, continue to lament Zion, Yeren, and its cities. And don't stop crying, because look what has befallen us, look what has happened to us. But in a very powerful way, we stand up now. And as I spoke about when I met about the Holocaust, it speaks to the resilience of our people. It's only to recognize that we can have a future, that we can engage in the process of teshuvah, of repentance, of returning to God for ourselves, and to model and to encourage and inspire others. And there is hope. And we can, I think, learn a lesson from survivors of the Holocaust, of the ability for them to so many of them who were able to rebuild their lives, even in the pain, and to constantly remember and to live with that, but also to recognize that we as a people, that we're an eternal people, and that God and our Torah has promised us that we will be forever. And that, as we'll read in this week's parsha, and the Vashanan, that Vashivosa Vechel, you return to your hearts. And that if you return with all your heart, you will find Hashem. Hashem is waiting for us. And so that's our task. That's our tafket, on leaving a Tisha B'Av and experiencing a Tisha B'Av, as Rabbi Goldberg said, again and again and again. But it can be different next year. Next year can be no longer sitting on the floor, but standing up. It'll be a moed, as it was meant to be, a day of celebration and joy. But it's within our hands, and it's up to us how we are going to conduct ourselves, how we are going to inspire one another, and how we together as a people will finally recognize that now is the time to awaken from this slumber and to realize that this is not the way it's supposed to be, but to cry out to Hashem, to do what we need to do, and ultimately to experience and to merit a geula, a redemption.
Elitzia mi'arah, kimoisha betzira, v'pinsulas bagur asak abam v'rah, avei aman asher nutash, v'yash matzon adara, abia v'aveya, v'soch mikdash v'adara, avei galos v'shar seya, v'animei shir zimara, Yadama Masher Shufa Kima Mine Yora Aleya Gad Nefala Masher Dama Amira Vyaviyad Asher Shomein Vilvito San Adroya Aleya Zifay Semida Vidyanei Bechora Yachilo Kilecha Umidbak Yadora Alei David Melacha, Bnei David Yivira, V'ya Yafa Mashiach Hosha, V'yei Soro Gisora, Alei Chavon Asher Gala, V'yei Skarbad Yivira, Yalo Feit Asher Lachat, V'sam Fakim Chagora, Alei Machat V'ro Makos Asher Kol Nizira, Yani Bertelei Sala, Olaven Yara, Lacey Pasoida, Pesaka Mashura, Yali Noi Binetorin, Medivatora, Alei Pasha Asherafos, Loda Kasura, Yantvos Gala, Shizuva Shokora, Alei kolos mekarkav, eitz rabuk begorea, yarek shos megatvea, besof mishkan chatzerea, alei shimcha asher chula, tefi kamei mitzerea, yatachan yitzal chula, kishav ushma amorea, elitzia viora, kimo isha betzira, yisola,
Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the next one.